listening to the Vancouver Mixtape, produced live every week at CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Jesse Wensloff. This week, Jamie and I are out of the studio, so we've got a re-edit of our conversation with Andrew Lee of Holy Hum from October 2017, cleaned up a little bit for timeliness to showcase the still moving, amazing, artful record, All of My Bodies. Before we get to that, we will have a little bit of new music coming up right now. Brand new music from Goodbye Forever. This is Wells Wells. Music on the Vancouver Mixtape. That was Wells Wells by Goodbye Forever. And now we'll travel back in time together to the conversation that JB and I had with Andrew Lee of Holy Hum in October of 2017, as well as sharing some of the fantastic record, All of My Bodies. We got another special guest in studio. Hello, who are you?
My name's Andrew. Is this mic on?
This mic's on.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, this is Andrew from the band Holy Hum.
Welcome.
Welcome. Thanks for having me.
Hey, no problem. You just put out an album.
I did, yeah, Friday.
How does it feel to have it out in the world?
It's all at once very gratifying and celebratory, and but also terrifying.
How long have you been working on this particular
record? I've probably worked on it probably since 2013.
Oh, wow. Long time coming.
Yeah. And I kind of shelved it probably somewhere in the middle of 2015. And I just kind of let it sit, and then it's kind of time to put it out, so...
I'm always so curious about projects that start and then stop and then you revisit it. And what was one of the main contributing factors to the extension of the creation process?
It's the first time I made a record that was kind of autobiographical and personal. So I'm not really that open of a person, actually, if you kind of met me in real life. I'm not that generous with my personal details, so I didn't want other people knowing my feelings.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that's why I didn't put it out. But then the album kind of talks about a lot about death and death in my family, and records had come out recently, like Sophie and Stevens' album, Carrie and Lowell, and Nick Cave's album, Skeleton Tree, yeah. The Mount Eerie record, and those are all dealing with death, and I saw that, okay, other people are doing it, and maybe it's okay if I do it too. So I put it out.
Well, that really speaks to the power of music, right? And the ability, you hear someone else speaking about this and it allows you to open up in a similar way. And hopefully what you've done here can do that for others, right?
For sure, yeah. And actually, I mean, it's such a cliche, but you hope that at least one person is listening and is paying attention to what you're doing. And I actually did find that one person, and, you know, someone did actually reach out and said, oh, this record has really touched me, and it's really speaks to a similar life experience that I went through. So I was pretty blown away that someone had even bothered to reach out to me and tell me that.
I remember we saw that show at that church.
Oh, right.
And that was with Spruce Trap.
Yep. Christchurch Cathedral.
That was one of the greatest concerts I think I've seen.
Wow.
In a long time. It was just like such a, especially your set too. I remember sitting next to you, and we, after you were done, we were both just like
jaw agape.
We didn't know what to say after that. Like, wow. That was unreal. Oh, like, cool. With the venue too.
Yeah, for absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That probably lend itself to my music.
Yeah, well, the natural reverb, mm-hmm. the space itself.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's the name of the band.
I think that you guys were probably manipulated to an extent by being in church. You guys probably felt a little to be looking inward and thinking about your lives.
Yeah, it's Adam's fault that we're all thinking about
clever.
It.
Clever.
Clever Adam.
Yeah.
I'm great that people are receiving the record. It feels like the intention, whether you mean it for it to be that way or not, that it's getting across to people. I'd like to play a track off of it. You signaled Joseph Part 2. Should we get into it, or is there anything that you want to say about this track before we play it?
I am curious to hear it because it's an instrumental song, but it's kind of set to something in my brain, and I want to see if it still has